So yesterday was a very busy and shockingly productive day in Washington. The House was just one vote shy of unanimously voting to release the Epstein files. Now the Senate is rushing to get it to Donald Trump's desk. So I ask you, all wise ones, have Republicans finally found their moral compass on the Epstein files, or is there an ultimate, an ulterior motive here? And it's interesting that Massey refers to a cover-up, because that's what we're worried about, right? That they're going to release them, but they won't, they'll redact. Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
But I'm skeptical, Joy. You know, you mentioned, what if they fiddled with it? What if they redacted it? I said it yesterday, you know, there's Pam Bondi is allegedly investigating the Democrats in the file. When there is a grand jury investigation, the Department of Justice cannot release any files that are related to the investigation. And remember, Donald Trump called for that investigation. So in my view, because he is such an abhorrent president, because he is such an abnormal president, because there are no rules in this presidency, because it's really just a monarchy, because it's a corrupt presidency, in my view, I just can't imagine that a man that was mentioned over 1,000 times in these Epstein estate files would allow this to be released unredacted. I just don't buy it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, that's something. Wait, something.
I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the victims during the press conference, asked Marjorie Taylor Greene to get on the House floor and give out the Epstein list and name all of the perpetrators. And under congressional immunity, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or any other congressperson for that matter, right, can do this with
speech and debate
with total immunity.